Want Slug Magazine to come to you? Enjoy Slug Magazine all year long, no matter where you are. We offer subscription services to the United States for just $35 a year. Visit slugmag.bigcartel.com to sign up for your Slug Magazine subscription.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves.
Yo, yo, yeah. I'm the proof, and wherever the fuck was putting it, take the heads of all you saying that I shouldn't shit. Penmanship is so good, it's like I whittled it. Shouldn't, couldn't, wouldn't ever try to fuck with this phenomenal mindset. Pursuing my greatness, and never a snake, bitch. I'm unscathed from the venom, even though I spent a year in the snake pit. Bow my head, thank myself, I'm not injured. Beneficial sex to your system like ginger. I got no soul like...
This is Martian Textiles. I am a group member of the collective 2020 Vandal Visionaries. The name of our project right now that's coming out, I don't want to say too much, but the aim is Kings, Queens, and Godly Beings. This is a emphasis on the fact that we are all one and we are all together in this, and emphasis on the fact that none of us have to really do this alone. I would say the description for my music is very soul warrior, very goal driven, and very demographic based on the ones that I feel are the weakest in society. This being poor white people, colored people, you know, people with mental deficiencies, people that have just always kind of been counted out. So my music, especially this go around, is for them.
I wanna thank you for believing in me, girl, cause I believed in us too.
Yo, at the end of every door is a chance of a new path. Self-motivation, deprivation of the wrath. Do the simple math that don't require telepath. It's the fucked up past that catches the masses' attention to the last. This is the game, put to where do I go? All that I know is the dream and the goal. Mentality felt the same as before. Common emotions, so am I rolling. It takes so long to catch up to the messages. It's if I'm speaking Espanol. This life is so cursed. Where are the blessings? Revealing the message, you've heard it before.
The community that I live in and the community that I want to be part of, they are a very big part of why I do what I do, because I feel like everybody knows a good showman. There was the Motley Crues, there was the Metallicas, the Lauryn Hills, but I feel like nobody really thinks that anybody has that original thought or original spark anymore, specifically for, you know, things that actually matter in life. I feel like everybody's kind of over rap and hip hop because of, you know, the things that it talks about, and, you know, the misogyny and stuff that goes on inside of it. And I feel like a lot of people just feel like that's not the focus of the world today, or like where our energy and mind should be at. And so that's why my focus on my music is to, you know, accentuate that brainstem and that mind power that I still have. And it's really just driven me into this avenue of music. It's just heartbreak. Heartbreak from, you know, my nation, my country. Heartbreak from, you know, partners. Heartbreak from experiences of trying to instill into people, you know, things that I want them to do to better themselves. And coming out of the realization that you can't really force anybody to do anything.
From a masochist, yes, girl, that's the best. So come be my guest, cause I know you ain't like the rest. Yes, thank you.
I arrived on the scene about 09. I was 16 turning 17. I'm 27 now. I just had always been writing little, you know, like I said, easy cheesy raps about shampoo and Elmer's glue, but it always had this underlining substance in it that I never really tapped into or like understood. And I came onto the scene from high school as a troubled teen. My parents had just split up. We had just left our hometown of Harriman. I didn't have any friends, and came down into the city to kind of, I guess, find myself, of where I fit in the demographic because it had only been cowboys and ranches and stuff like that for so long, and I worked so hard to get the respect, and the stuff that I did out there, being, you know, the only black kid in Harriman for about 4 years, 5 years, fully black kid. There was mixed children, but it's a very different experience when you're a full black family. And also, my stepdad was and is from Basra, and we moved out there around the time of 9/11 and stuff, so we really had a cultivating story of how we rooted our family and how we became, you know, the respected family on the block as opposed to the feared one. Repeats itself, but now it's a new day. They don't want to help us build up quality like Blu-ray. We were born with infinite tasting to go Kool-Aid. Dream catcher children. So I came into the scene in high school, and my friend, rest in peace, it's actually his death day tomorrow, Christopher Cruz, was like, you know, I really like what you do. We met and kind of talked and about music and our adventures in it. He was telling me, you know, I want to hear some of your stuff. And I showed him my easy raps, and he was like, do you know how to freestyle? And at the time, I did not. I was so scared to freestyle, especially publicly, because like I said, I was always shampoo and rubber glue. You know, so he says, well, I like your stuff and everything, but I want you to freestyle. I want you to tell me who you are. And from that moment on, I kind of realized that there was more to my voice, especially because, you know, he was the Eminem of our high school. You know, everybody was just like, damn, Chris has got it. So for him to have interest in me was a very morale boosting thing. Maybe 6 months into high school with him, we decided we're gonna put a name behind this. You know, me and Chris, we came up with Bug Nation, and it was, you know, a play on words, the bug that gets swept under the rug, the underground, you know, the outcast, all of that. And we came up with the analogy because, you know, MOP, Mash Out Posse, everybody calls them MOP, and they hated it. And so we kind of came back with, well, we hate when people call us Bug, you know, we want to be known as BUG. And so we changed the acronym for the name to Born Underground. And that was the first hip hop collective that I was a part of. And that's how I started on the scene. Back in the day, you know, they were doing the Thursday night throwdowns at the library downtown, City Library. And so we used to go down there and just kind of, you know, spit our facts and just kind of trying to see who was listening to us, you know. And at the time, it was Ruddy Carpel. Wherever he is, if you hear this, I love you, Ruddy. Thank you. But yeah, he was the first adult to come up to me and say, you're a kid? And you're saying shit like that? Like, whoa, like, where did you come from, you know? And he called me a breath of fresh air to the microphone. And at the time, my name was Merchant of Death. It was M-O-D. Again, the whole acronym, I didn't want people to call me Maud. I wanted people to call me M-O-D. It was because the Merchant of Death came about as a play on words of, I am a merchant and a consumer in the robot that is feeding us death. And being a merchant, you know, I still felt like I had the option of whether I wanted to follow in its footsteps or try to break out of the rigmarole of the monster and find myself inside my music and my own empowerment and overcoming insecurities of being the black kid that was never chosen for prom. And I felt like the enemy had always been trying to work on my mind and tell me that I wasn't enough, or that I couldn't be, or that I wasn't going to have. And when I entitled myself, I took back basically the rights to write my own story and figure out how I died, as opposed to just dying in the monster. So Marshall Textiles, you know, it came about this whole, like, where do I fit in earth and in music and in my family? And I've always felt like I was a Martian or just not of human descent to be able to fit that demographic with those types of people. And then I came about and was like, you know, textiles, the main thing that makes cloth different and makes it its own, you know, the textiles of silk is completely different from the textiles of cotton. So I just kind of mashed it together with this otherworldly fabrication. And that's what Martian Textiles fell in my lap as. And then I put the Z at the end of the name because, you know, it was me kind of holding on to my Bug Nation and, you know, the bug under the rug, the last one in the alphabet, you know what I mean? Kind of still giving myself that underdog persona as like, you know, I may be last, but everything before the letter Z is still me and still presents me. So what are you really paying attention to?
Hey, what's that do?
I love you from the core of the earth to all the way up in the stars above. Just an essence buried in portraits of love, and it was created in all of us.
Yeah. Awkward, I can see you never really loved me. You don't look the same, and now a few angels above me. Portraits of love, I look at a bus. Persistently push the past into positive light. But sometimes it get hard when I miss you at night. Other pictures I remember before ignorant fights, where we would have moved on if we cooperate right and hear each other out instead of trying to have a better bark or a bite. Dog eat dog, the world's a milk bone full of emotions that only get spoken over electric phones. In person silence is golden. Natural disasters and casualties caught on camera, the dispatcher of everyone caught in this rapture. Lead by example, realize I was lied to by pastor. Father time, grant me only good times to capture. Be what my daughter see and seek being better than I was yesterday. And as the years go by, keep a smile upon my portrait face. My life is like
I was kind of just toxic in my masculinity and in my thought process. And this was because, you know, I was raised in a single mother household and my father, you know, didn't have the best reputation. So I always kind of shunned my masculinity for being like, you know, too brash or too bold or too outright, too outspoken. And I felt like, you know, Martian Textiles, especially because it kind of came about the breakup with my ex. I had a very traumatic situation where, you know, I caught her and my best friend in my bed. And it was like the first time that I actually allowed myself to cry and like feel things in a public sense or like in a real sense, because I had always cried at movies or stuff like that, but never about like my own life and my own perceptions on what I was going through. It was always just always kind of like, you know, F it. But that specific situation in the midst of me coming about my artist name was where I found, you know, I'm the otherworldly fabrication. I'm the other. I wanted to embody that and let people know, like, you can't keep a man down that wants something for himself. And that was kind of my message to myself, too. Like, what do you want to do more? Do you want to push these feelings off and act like they don't, you know, matter and have them harbor into toxic traits later in life that you could pass on to your children or family members or my little brother, stuff like that? Or do you want to be honest about what you've gone through and harness your situation and this energy so that you can come out on the other side a winner? And my masculinity told me, you know, well, I want everybody to apologize for what they did to me. And that never, ever goes over right. Ever. What my masculinity later taught me was that not only do people permit you the apology that they want to give you or that they feel that they can give you, but you are the one that should be apologizing to yourself for the stuff you allow and the places you take yourself. And my masculinity was always kind of shunned because I was in a female household that was predominantly ran by all strong and opinionated women that never gave me that same strong opinion or stance to have one. And so I came back into, you know, being myself as I don't have to be brash and rude to get my point across. but I probably will scare people away with the success that I feel inside myself of finally loving the man that I am. Not wanting to diminish my character and stuff anymore to appease people is probably the way that a king should live. And being easily accessible to everybody, you know, that was basically taking my energy out of me, you know, that was just bad spiritual hygiene. Marshall Textiles and you know, that whole leap of faith into myself was, you know, take back the king's mind state of, I don't have to falter who I am anymore to permit people to want to be around me. The strength inside of the man that I am, especially the one that I have grown to be, should permit the right type of people to want to be around that man and that masculinity. It's a trip to see how embracing my masculinity has helped other people embrace theirs. Specifically too on the feminine side of masculinity, because I'm a man, but I have a mother and a father. And I believe, you know, a lot of the disconnection with myself and with my music and with my audience came from me not being willing to understand that there is male and female in all of us, but also in my crowd. True masculinity, at least, you know, my example of it, is being able to be vulnerable, being able to be strong-willed, thinking for yourself, wanting for yourself, attaining for yourself, setting goals for yourself, tearing down the insecurities and the things that make you scared to be who you are, so that you don't have to deal with isolated incidents popping up where it's you and that confrontation with that demon. And so it doesn't have to come out in a toxic way. You already kind of know yourself when you're, you know, put on these forefronts or set in front of yourself to deal with only you. American kids flashing in their teens, latching totems and car bombers, never even believe they see 16. So you're about to check out the smash hit single and debut single of Martian Textiles. The song is called My Rain, My Pain. A very big emphasis on the love that I want to send to all my single fathers out there struggling day to day to make their ends meet. Also an affirmation message to the women of those kings. Protect him, love him. And to the kids of the world that king is leading, believe in your father.
Stress got a nigga backbone hurt. All I've ever asked is why I'm on earth. Male role models faded in memories. Never had one to stay true to me. Now I'm my own father, along with my surprise baby daughter. Trying to figure out why I go wrong. I'm no trap, no facade, yet I'm the bad guy that can't say goodnight. Waking up in cold sweats, nightmares strangling my restraints of life. Wish I felt better with all the fight. You would think I had a foundation. Standing as a general to Bug Nation, killing my demons, trying to avoid Satan. Yet it seems he's always trying to guide me. Never realized he lived in the one parent that I have beside me. And I don't think she felt him either. Looked to as an angel, but she fed my anger ether to keep it flowing in a negative motion. Black men looking at my demonstration saying, boy, you need to appreciate the history of your mother's nation. I understood, but where my good come from? Behind closed doors, my mother ran from the truth that she wasn't the best. But for some reason, I'm the only side catching all the judgment. My pen spoke my language and eased my trials and tribulations. God's supposed to have my back, but I don't feel him cause I hate him. I had one chance and he let cancer break him. Down, down is my head as I write this song. I know they probably in the clouds like where his conscience gone. Shit, I wish I knew it. Probably died with hopes of you coming home to him. Ashes in a box, the closest that I have been to him. I'm the man who could have helped me hold up my chin. Now I'm pondering where the fuck I let my positivity slip. It's getting harder every day to open my eyes again. Slowly losing. losing fam through murder but suicide. I don't wanna die, I'm way too young for hearse rides. Tears in my eyes, tell my story in pain. Some only get wet, but I truly drench in the rain. And my doors are closed and slow, and I'm trying to pry them open. Feels like my body's completely broken, and I'm smack dab in the middle of the ocean. With waves too high to even get my air flowing to my lungs. But I still let the letters come off my tongue for love. Cause there's no pain in this life I can't rise above.
There's no pain in this. You can find me online, any streaming platform really at this moment, and any social media moment. My name is Marsham Textiles, Textiles with a Z at the end. My group is 2020 Vandal Visionaries. That is VandalVisionaries. That is a shout out to the Phoenix Child and Omnipotent Genia, my sister and cousin. Right now, our smash hit single for our group is called What Lies Beneath. On any of my major outlets, Instagram or any of that, you will find me promoting that video. On Instagram, I am lil.flower.bed, and the group is just 2020 VV, or no, it's for the children 2020. For the future, looks like we got a show at Metro coming up on August 15th. My sister's working on her solo video right now. My cousin's solo video just came out for Music, Medicine, Poetry, and Healing. And I am mixing, mastering, and recording our three-part album that we're trying to decide if we want to make one big one and just turn it into acts, or if we want to space it out, make you guys wait.
If you can't show me light, then I gotta trust my soul, and I put it on my life. Not everything I said was true.
If you enjoyed this episode of Sound Waves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
Slug's print edition streets the first Friday of every month. Find it any place cool or online. More information available at slugmag.com.